This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين إله العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين. We thank Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for having gathered us here today. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaikah and to cause His mercy and His sakinah to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. If I were to tell you that there is a substance that is highly addictive, and this substance is accessible to all or many of the population, what we would say is we have got a pandemic, we've got a problem, we've got a serious uphill battle with this, because many people will try it out. In fact, when it comes to hard drugs like cocaine, heroin, and all of these substances, there is a financial factor that is preventing people from engaging. So there are some who want to try, who want to engage, but they don't have the money to do so. Today, we have something that is so addictive and detrimental to us that is in every single one of our pockets, and that is the smartphone. You know, many people call it the smartphone. In fact, globally it is called the smartphone, but these phones are dumbing us down. And if the effect of these phones on our minds and our health is so bad that we can see it in adults, you can see that the attention span is now somewhere between 30 to 40 seconds at a time. And it's getting less and less. Imagine the effect that it is having on young children. You see a child as young as 2 years old, 2.5 years old, knowing how to navigate a phone. Yes, that shows you the intelligence of insan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, but that child should not be exposed to those screens at that age. What are they doing on a screen? Why do they have a tablet of their own? Allahu Akbar. At their age, at this tender age, the child is actually swiping through videos, going through games, playing games on these things. That child is meant to be playing with toys, trucks, you know, dolls, etc. That's the age at which they engage and they interact and the imagination grows. We're dumbing them down by giving them these smartphones. It's not really the smartphone. The phone may be smart, but it's actually the dumb phone because it makes us dumb. And the reality is, if we look at ourselves and how addicted we are to these devices, what do we do now for our entertainment? What do? We get onto our phones. Any spare moment, your phone is out of your pocket, in your hands, and you're engaging with that screen, let alone that. If we are sitting in a social setting today, at least 2 or 3 people out of 5 will have their phone out, and they're engaging on that phone. So we are sitting together, but nobody is talking to each other. We're now engaging with the phone. We're not cared about the man in front of us. What has it done to us? What's so enticing on that phone that we can't let go of it? My point today is not to address the adults, but it's to address the young children, or to address the adults about the young children. What are we doing to their minds? We're boiling them and making them into little cabbages where they won't be able to understand. They won't be able to interact. They won't be able to do anything tomorrow more than 20 seconds. Why? Because that clip that's on the phone is 20 seconds long. So the child can only pay attention for 20 seconds. Now when they get to primary school and the teacher's trying to keep them engaged for 20 minutes, that's too long. That child is trained to pay attention for 20 seconds. And the parents are happy to give their children these tablets and these phones. Why? Because it keeps them quiet. Why are they so quiet? You know, there is an old adage. They say that if the child is making noise, then everything's okay. But if the child is quiet, something's wrong. Go and watch out. Go and see what's going on. Why is the child quiet? Children should be making noise. You see, these children are quiet because they're so engaged in that world that nothing else matters. Tomorrow, they will have behavioral problems. They will give you issues. They will not listen to you when you tell them to do something. Why? Because their brains are cabbages. They are gone. And I want to draw our attention to this because recently I heard of a school in Harare, Zimbabwe, where two children at the age of 7 to 8 or 5 to 6, grade 2 and grade 1, and they were found engaging in sexual acts. Allahu Akbar. Where did this come from? How did this happen? How did an innocent child at the age of 6 to 7 years old learn how to engage in a sexual act? How? Where did they get it from? They got it from their phones, brothers and sisters in Islam. They got it from their tablets. And this is becoming an increasingly worrisome problem. It's happening across the globe. It's not only here. You have counselors in the UK, in the States, telling us that they're dealing with children that raped another child at the age of 8 years old. Allahu Akbar. Where did that child learn to do that? They're accessing all sorts of material online. Anything and everything that's available to an adult online is available to a child as well. Do you know what the current barrier to entry into a porn website is today? The barrier that is there is simply, are you older than 18 years old? If yes, click yes. The child just has to click yes and they have access to all of the porn on the internet. Allahu Akbar. This is what we are putting into our children's hands. This is what they have access to. Go on to the games. Let's go on to the games that they play. What are these games teaching them? They're teaching them violence. So, if you look at the game the child is playing, it's either with a rifle and they're shooting someone down, they're sniping another person, they're killing a person. That's the goal of the game. Or they are meant to come out of a car and beat somebody up, or chase someone in a car, catch that person and tear them apart. Do all sorts of these things. What is that doing to the psyche of a 2-year-old, a 5-year-old? It's teaching that child to be violent in reality. And we expose our children to these games for hours on end. The average time that a child spends on the phone today is between 3 to 4 hours. That's an average. Some children are spending entire nights playing games. Why? Because they have access to those games. You know, there was a child that I heard about, that I read about actually, on a reputable website. And this child had stopped communicating altogether. They stopped talking completely. So the mother and father were worried. What happened? Took the child to the emergency rooms, etc. And they came to realize that that child was spending entire nights on games online, playing with people, foreign strangers. We don't even know if those people are adults or children. We have no idea. Playing with these people online. So the child became so attached to that gaming world that he or she did not want to interact in reality. Another case. I spoke to the man myself. He says, my son actually didn't believe his hands were really his hands. When he came out of that game, he believed that his hands were not his hands. Why? Because in virtual reality, you've got these battens of salt that you hold on to and you enter into that world. This is another level of gaming altogether, where you actually feel that this is another world altogether. So he's holding on to these battens and he sees only these virtual hands. That's all he sees of his body. So when he came out of the game, this is about a 15 to 17 year old adult. We can call him an adult. Yes, he is a child, but he's reaching adulthood. In fact, he may be an adult. So he actually believed that his hands were not his hands. He had to be taken to a psychiatrist and they had to convince him that these are your real hands. The ones in the game are not real. Allahu Akbar. Another child felt that because he died in the game, he was dead. He told his parents, I'm dead now, bury me, I'm gone. They had to convince him that he is alive and living. These are real examples that I'm giving you of people that are actually going through these issues. So when you give your child that phone, understand that you are giving them a key to all the evil that is out there as well. Yes, I'm not saying that the iPhone and the tablet and the smartphone hasn't got its benefits, but what does a child know if you don't limit that and you don't control what they're watching on those devices? They will watch anything and everything. That tablet, that phone, that device that they're engaging with is their only interaction with the outside world. Today, try and tell your child to go and play outside in the garden. If they're used to playing on that phone, they will kick up a tantrum. They won't want to listen to you. They won't want to do it. They try and tell that child, I'm just going popping out to the shops, come with me, see what they say. They prefer to sit on their devices. What are they watching on those devices? Do we even know? Does any one of us know? There is a game where they actually rape other individuals. They rape other individuals. What are we teaching our children? And I'm speaking about this so passionately because you see children all the time on their devices. You see adults on their devices. You see, when the child sees you so much on that device, it wonders. This child begins to wonder, what's so enticing on that? I also need to see. You see, once the child sees, it wants to do. No matter what you say. So when your child is speaking to you, what do? You're on your phone, you're going through videos, you're going through messages, you're going through emails. So you don't pay attention. You're showing that child that even the phone is even more important than you. Remember the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ala wa kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun 'an ra'iyatihi. Every one of you is a leader. And every one of you will be answerable about their flock. Every single one of us is a leader in his home. The father is a leader. The mother is a leader. And we're answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for how they behave at a young age. We are meant to give them a good tarbiyah. When you give that child the phone, limit that time. Limit the content that they are able to access. You know, you get these devices that you can install onto your Wi-Fi router. It's called a net nanny. It prevents the child from accessing pornography, violence, etc. Put that onto your Wi-Fi router. Perhaps some of us adults will even benefit from that. And throw the key away. Nobody should know the key. A foreign person from outside the home should know how to open up that router. And perhaps if you do trust yourself, then you can have the key and you are able to open it when you want to, if you have to, etc. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our children. But as much as we make that dua, it is important for us to realize that we are the prime carers of these children and they are our future. If we don't do something about it today, it will become, and it has already become, a pandemic. It will become worse, and it will only get worse and worse. And God knows what the implications are. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to practice upon what has been said. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een.